Almighty Father, we bless your name, O Lord. We give all the glory. We give you all the honor. We exalt you, O Lord. Father, we bow before you. We say you are God and you are not a man. You are God from beginning to the end. We exalt you, O Lord. Father, we lift up our voice. We bless your name. We say thank you, Father. You are God. You are good. You are kind. You are God all the way. O Father, we bless your name. We lift you up higher. We exalt you. We adore you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We come before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. You are the Lord and that is your name. We return all glory unto you. All honor is returned unto you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt your name. Oh, Father, we lift you up. Lord, we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 11th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I release the grace of the Lord upon my life this day. I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is upon me. I declare today that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, all lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, my heritage is godly. My portion is blessing. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that the favor of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I raise the banner of the Lord over me and I cancel every appearances of evil in this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk in darkness this day. In the name of Jesus, the darkness of the day will not overshadow me. The darkness of this season will not overwhelm me. The light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, he has declared by his word that though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day as I go out, I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. I will not walk into any form of evil. In the name of Jesus, I am protected. I am shielded by the blood of Jesus. I will not walk into error. I will not walk into perversion. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk in company of error. I will not walk into another man's tragedy. In the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the glory of the Lord manifest upon me. I declare I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, any evil altar that is raised against the name of the Lord in this day, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. As I go today, I go in the grace of God. I go in the mercy of the Lord. I go in the might of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today that the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my help, a very present help for me in times of need. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord will preserve me. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in from this day forth and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, and like we do, we bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. We honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. Our God is worthy to be praised. Our God is worthy of our praise. It is by the mercy of the Lord that we are not consumed. It is by his grace that we are still alive today. The scripture says, it is not of him that wills, it is not of him that runs, but it is of the Lord that shows mercy. The race is not to the swift, the race is not to the smart, the race is not to those that are connected, but it is given to those that the Lord has shown mercy. It is by the mercy of the Lord that we are still here today. It is not because of our righteousness, not because of our perfection, not because of our prayer, not because of our fasting. Oh, but it is by the mercy of the Lord that we are alive today. And that is why we are going to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. We are going to give glory unto him. We are going to be singing from the book of Psalm 124 from verse 1 to verse 8. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they have swallowed us up quickly. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed is the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord because the Lord is for you. Rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord because it is by his mercy. The Lord is on my side. The scripture says, if God be for you, if the Lord be for you, who will stand against you? Because the Lord is on my side, my Lord God fights on my behalf, because he has said in his word that he that keeps me will not sleep, he will not slumber. He is not a God that will abandon me. He does not go on vacation. His eyes is always fixed on me every day. His eyes is on you every day. It is by the mercy of the Lord. Listen, it is because of his mercy. The enemy will have prospered in his enterprise over you. Their devices will have been established over your life, but for his mercy. The scripture says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, you slept yesterday and you are here today. If it had not been by the mercy of the Lord, do you think you will be up and standing today? Oh, you better be up and grateful this morning, because it is by the mercy of the Lord. Verse 2 says, if it had not been the Lord on our side when men rose up against us, if it had not been God on your side when men rose against you, where do you think you will stand? If it had not been that the Lord fought for you, but for the Lord and for his grace over your life, if it had not been that the Lord fought for you, where would you be today? The scripture says, then they would have swallowed us up quickly. They would have seen their desires. They would have fulfilled their evil desire over us. When their wrath was kindled against us, they would have swallowed us up. Many waters have passed, many storms arose, many rain, many storm, many dark cloud, but here you are today. You are still standing. Here I am today. I am still standing, but for the grace of the Lord. Proud waters would have gone over our soul. People that they would have beat their chest and they will say, I will buy you and I will eat you, but for the mercy of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us to sink in their sinking sand, who has not given us to sink in the waters that they have poured over our soul, who has not given us to be pushed into the fire that they have prepared, who has not given our soul to be trapped in their snare. Oh, it is the mercy of the Lord. It is the mercy of the Lord. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Their snare is broken and the Lord has set our soul free. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, give glory to the name of the Lord, both for the grace of God and for his mercy. The enemy would have swallowed us up. They would have swallowed you up. In fact, many waters will have passed over and your history will have been forgotten. But for the mercy of the Lord, it is not by any man's doing. It is not by any man's righteousness. It is not by any man's capacity, but it is by the mercy of the Lord. It is by the doings of the Lord. The enemy will have overwhelmed us. Many water would have overwhelmed us. Many storm, many fire would have overwhelmed us, but for the grace of God, but for his mercy, but for his love, we are not consumed. The scripture says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. It is by the grace of the Lord that you are still standing today. It is not by your will, not by your prayer, not by your fasting. It is by the grace of God and his mercy. Oh, somebody says, oh, but I use this drug and I use that drug and I use this supplement and I use that supplement. Oh, no, dearly beloved, let me tell you most assuredly, that is not what is holding you, but it is the keeper of your soul, who will never sleep nor slumber, is watching over you day and night. He said he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Oh, they will lift you up in their hands that you will not dash your foot against the stone. He is the one that keep you, that protect you from the arrows that flies in the day and from the pestilence that move in the new time. He is the Lord that shade you, that the son of evil not struck you in the day and the evil in the night will not come near your dwelling. It is by the mercy of the Lord, dearly beloved. Give glory to his name. Tell the Lord, Father, I bless you this morning. Father, we bless you this morning. We return all glory, honor, adoration unto you. We bless your name. We return all glory to you. Thank you for your mercy and for your love, O God. We worship you. O Lord, we honor you. Thank you, righteous Father. And Lord Jesus, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will release your grace upon us. You release mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. As we come together to congregate, to bless your name this day, we ask, O Lord, that your mercy, O Lord, will show up for us. Father, you will show up among us. You will give grace unto us. You will give us strength, Lord, that we will go from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are asking, oh Lord, for our brethren in Nigeria, in Africa, and the rest of the world, that because of one reason or the other, maybe because of the society, the persecution that is happening around them, they might not be able to come together. We ask, oh Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord will comfort them. Lord, you will strengthen them. Your mercy will remain upon their life in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.